I'm David Trigg, and this is a spiritual but high-achieving young adult podcast. Attention high achievers, professionals, creators, and life-changing young adults. Your life of peace and high impact begins right here, right now. We are the high-achieving, life-centered tribe of young professionals you've been looking for. You're already making a difference in the world, and we're here to help center and ground those high-achieving goals by creating real connections that cut through the noise. We take everything you've built inside your zone of genius and find depth and meaning. With love, strategy, and a laser eye for inner peace and high achievement, we don't just focus on high achieving at the expense of your soul. We don't focus on spirituality without success and drive. We launch high-achieving careers together with inner peace, a healthy soul, and true spiritual success. And now we are doing the unheard of. We're unveiling everything we've learned, taking you behind the scenes with the spiritual high-achieving team, and giving away the secrets to our client success. Stay tuned for high-achieving strategy, spiritual health reports, and insider knowledge that you won't find anywhere else. You're changing the world, and we're the team to help you. So welcome back, high achievers, young adult professionals, and people who love inner peace and spirituality. Welcome to the Young Adult, High Achiever, and Spiritual podcast. I'm so excited. My name is David Trigg, and I'm excited for this new journey of this podcast. As you know, I've been focusing over the last few years on spirituality and on different topics that deal with a spiritual but high-achieving lifestyle. And I'm excited to start this brand new season. This is season one, episode one of this brand new podcast that is still here on the same channel that you have grown to love, but is more focused on high-achieving and yet spiritual young adult professionals. And let me tell you why this is so important to me. You know, not only do I see so many young people that are driving to success, but I also see these very same young people needing a spiritual tune-up, a spiritual grounding that will allow them to achieve the great things that are in store for them with peace, with a healthy soul, with true spirituality. There are all kinds of podcasts out there about inner life and a devotional lifestyle, and there are millions of podcasts about high achieving, high performance, but this is a one-of-a-kind podcast that we're developing, which combines the two. Sometimes you have to, it seems like, jeopardize high achievement for the sake of spirituality. On the other hand, it feels like sometimes you have to give up being a spiritual person if you want to be truly a professional and a high achiever. But that is not the case. I meet so many young people today that are combining the two, that are writing those books, that are starting or scaling their businesses, but that go to yoga classes, that take those weekends off to go hiking and spend time with their creator God. These are young people, people in their 20s, 30s, and yes, 40s as well, who are looking to create a new path of success in all areas of their lives. No longer can we afford as a society to be healthy just physically, but not spiritually. No longer can we afford as a society to be a high-achieving person professionally at the expense of your health and wellness. And yet, we don't want to be those people that sit around and do nothing with their lives, who might be amazing at going to church and praying, but their lives and their professional goals are not what we expect of ourselves. We are high-achieving professionals. We are people who have always known that we are here for a purpose. Now, don't get me wrong. We don't come from wealth. or from fancy families, or from four, two-story houses with four or five bedrooms. In fact, we grew up in very humble places. But as my mom would always say, we are humble but great. And that's the story that has marked my life since I was a young boy. As you know, I've always been a dreamer, a high achiever, always getting the best grades and knowing that I was here for a reason on this earth. But in my 20s, and even before that, in my late teens, I went through trauma, separation, loss, anxiety, panic attacks. But then over the next 10, 20 years, I devoted myself to getting healthy, to eating right, to being a balanced human being, to working on my inner soul without sacrificing my high achievement and my successful career. And now that I see that there are so many amazing entrepreneurs, creatives, spiritual leaders, musicians that are doing great things in this life and yet have a longing for peace, I am dedicating my next season of my life, and I hope the rest of my life, to helping you, the high-achieving professional creator, to have that inner life, that inner peace, to have success inside and out, and to give you the tools and the stories, the health reports, the insider knowledge, the behind the scenes of what it takes to be a spiritual and high-achieving young professional. And so over the next few weeks and months, you're going to hear insights and reports and systems, techniques, and most of all, stories of the people that I meet every day that are achieving greatness inside and out. And to unveil to you the strategies that have helped me not only become that high-achieving professional and yet spiritual individual, but that are also helping, first of all, my own children, our own three teens that are just on the verge of becoming high-achieving spiritual young adults, but also the strategies that I am using every day with clients, with people that I love. Some are people that are in my church. Others are people that I have met through the online content that I create on YouTube, here on this podcast. And most of all, people that I have a love for. I want you to really understand this. This, to me, is a relationship of love and grace. This, to me, isn't a business podcast. This, to me, isn't just a church religious podcast. This is the coming together of these two roads that many people, hundreds and thousands of people, are running down. Some are achieving so much with their online businesses, with their brick and mortar small businesses, and yet no one is even aware of their spiritual health. And then on the other hand, you have spiritual people that are doing great things for God, for their churches, for youth, and yet no one is building into their success, into their desire to do great things in this world. And too many times we feel divided. We feel like we have to choose one or the other. But I am here to be a voice in the desert that says to you that you can combine both. And in fact, you need to combine both, because this world that we're living here today in 2019, that is in chaos, that is lacking peace, that is lacking love, that is in need of people of hope, I believe that we are the tribe that's going to change the world. You are the person that this time of our lives needs and requires in order to bring peace back to the earth. And I'm talking about a collective earth. I'm talking about creation and the environment and issues of mental health and issues of domestic violence and abuse. I'm talking about issues of peace and of going to weekend getaways to actually get in touch with the spiritual parts of who you are, with the divine. And if you, like me, are a person of the Christian faith, to connect you with the Creator God, with Jesus. But regardless of your particular faith, my desire is to help you connect with your heart, your mind, and your soul, and to help you achieve a greatness unlike our parents, unlike our grandparents' generation, and certainly unlike the politicians and even the religious leaders that we see around us. I love the people in my life. I have been influenced greatly by my parents, by my wife, by our three children. But I also know that I am here for a reason, and that is to influence the next generation. And my particular gifting is simply to love, to succeed, but yet to do it with a spiritual grounding. All the things that I've achieved in my life are nothing but the result of God taking the gifts that He's put in my life, putting them through the grinder of pain and confusion, and on the other side, allowing me to shine, to succeed, but in the things that really matter to us. It's not about having $1 million. It's not about having an amazing religious experience. It's about living genuinely. It's about living not a perfect life, but a balanced life. It's about being honest with perfectionistic rituals, with anger problems, with those moments where, like that video that was viral on YouTube, where high-achieving influencers on YouTube, I forget the name of the girl, was beating up her dog. Didn't even realize the camera was still going. And she was abusing her dog that she loves. And yet, how many of us haven't been there? That if the cameras were always on, we would be embarrassed. How many of us haven't been in that same situation? And I am here to say it's time to stop hiding. It's time to stop hiding behind the camera for the sake of likes and success and million-dollar companies. And yet it's time to stop aiming so low. It's time to stop giving into the society of scarcity, the mindset of success is evil, the mindset of if you become a millionaire, you're going to just splurge. We're not about that. We're not about achieving for the sake of just achieving. We're here to succeed for the sake of love, for the sake of gratitude and peace and service to the poor, because we come from that. Our backgrounds, our religious upbringings, or our cultural makeup, it drives us to love others. It almost mandates. We have a mandate from God and from our families to love and yet to be spiritual. We come from that. Whatever your cultural background, Asian, African American, white, Latino, other, Middle Eastern, India, whatever your background is, you have a heritage of faith and of passion. You have a background of genuine spiritual connection and with succeeding. My father was my greatest example. He is now in heaven with God, but he was a high achiever. He started a nonprofit that is still helping the poor in my native country to this day. Then at the end of his life, he pastored the church that he grew up in. He pastored the very church that he was born into. While suffering through a war, the loss of his own mother and father, and me, his son, he had to let me go to this new land that I chose for my life, the US of A. And yet, he was an example of peace. He had hundreds of people at his funeral, all of them coming up to me and saying, "Your dad loved my son. Your dad helped me through my marriage problems. Your dad changed the way I do business." And then my mother is my other amazing example. And I would probably need a whole podcast episode just to talk about my parents, and then another one about my grandmother, and then another one about my incredible wife. I am surrounded by greatness, but with high levels of integrity, of kindness, of generosity, true hospitality. If anything, I am learning from them all the time. I have a long way to go. I have so much to learn. I am a high achiever, but sometimes I lose sight of my true soul. Other times I'm so connected to my soul that I procrastinate. I waste time. I eat unhealthy foods. I am myself needing to be encouraged by you so that I don't lose control. I don't lose sight of my goals to change the world, and yet to do it from a place of true depth and love. And that's why I started this podcast. That's why I'm here doing this brand new thing that is somewhat of a risk, because it's not something that many people are talking about. And yet I'm doing it out of, first, my passion for you, and second, because I believe we're needed. We are here for such a time as this, to make a difference in the world. We're here to help other people get centered, to ground them in high goals and high creative outcomes, but with a real connection to spirit, to God, to faith, to the inner life, to what's called the inner workings of our souls. There are people that have done this before. Oprah comes to mind, Eckhart Tolle, some of these amazing spiritual men and women who are now in their 60s, 70s, they're passing. They're quickly, we're going to lose them at some point. And I'm thankful that we have their YouTube videos and their podcasts and books. But I am here to raise up a new generation of young men and women in their 20s, 30s, and 40s that are going to become, maybe not the next Eckhart Tolle's, maybe not quite at that level, but at the level that has never been done before, because we have never been here. And I believe that this is I believe that I am a part of a, I don't know what to call it. It's not just another podcast or another attempt at helping people. I believe that we are on a mission of love and success, on a mission to raise the bar. I mean, imagine if your business could provide jobs for 10, 20, and 50 people. And not only provide low-paying jobs, but provide high-paying jobs, 5- and 6-figure jobs to immigrants, to youth, to adults, to young people, to people without their legal status, to people that don't even speak the language, that are working 3, 4, 5 jobs at Denny's, IHOP, in construction, and drinking at night because of grieving the loss of their fathers, grieving the loss of their families back home, grieving the loss of their culture. And you don't have to be from another country. When I talk about culture, I'm talking about humanity. You can just move even across the street and feel like you've already lost everything. Because our society is moving too fast. There are just way too many options, way too many things, way too many people, way too much traffic, way too many people that are consuming and giving into hate. Just turn on the news. Just go on Twitter for 30 seconds. And you know what I'm talking about. And yet, young women feel this pressure to be men in their homes. Young men feel the pressure to be famous and to give in to vulgarity and to sexuality and into drugs. Or you have religious young people who love God and yet they feel like they have to hide their real financial dreams to provide. They feel judged. They feel like they are millennial mess-ups or Gen X busters or the Generation Z that is Z for sleeping or for just passing out on life. Those are the stories that you've heard. I grew up with Generation X. We were called the Buster Generation. You might have grown up with all the technology and all the love and support of your family, but you're 18 or 23 and you already feel like you're never going to make it or succeed. And when you face failure or even just a small hiccup along the way in your relational goals or just simply wanting to buy a car or learn how to drive, all those things are meaningless. All the support, all the church, all the books, all the podcasts, all the webinars and online training and the $10,000 that you've spent on learning how to sell like Amy Porterfield, you realize, where is it? Where did it all go? Or when your marriage or your children are feel unloved and you feel like a horrible mom. And you're wondering, is this really worth it? Do I really need to be going live every 10 minutes and trying to keep up with Michael Hyatt or with the Greatness Podcast and all the different just pressures that we feel? What at the expense of my soul? What's the cost here? What's the ROI on sleep deprivation? It's zero. What's the ROI on Facebook ads and going into debt? It's a loss of peace. And yet, what's the ROI on being so into spirituality and meditation that you're poor, you're broke, you don't have a sense of drive, or people accuse you of being a procrastinator and your brother is bullying you in your own house because you're not getting your act together, sister. You're a single woman in your 30s, successful, beautiful inside and out, helping the poor, loving your mom, taking time to go to the sauna and to hike on the weekends and working on your body and cutting calories and eating salads. But you feel alone. Like, where is that man of your dreams that values you not for your body or for your latest plastic surgery, but for the soul that is inside of you? How do you even find peace within yourself to attract the right person? Where is the law of attraction now? Where is the secret now? Where is all that church now? Why isn't it working? Why does anxiety seem to just take over your life? Why does depression and sadness seem to just fill your life? And then you wonder, well, maybe I should go to church. And you go and you feel condemned. You feel so empty. You feel so distant from this God that people talk about that you don't even know where he really is. I am here to help you. I don't have all the answers, but I have a life and a commitment to success and spirituality. not at the expense of one or the other, and for the sake of others, while having a great life, while driving a nice car, and buying the clothes that you love, Louis Vuitton or Payless, it doesn't matter to me, and it doesn't matter to you, but there is no judgment in you wanting the nicest things, or shopping at Costco and giving everything away to inner city kids or to your own neighbors, your own family. It doesn't matter. What matters is love. What matters is success. What matters is, like the Bible says, getting both your soul and your success right. The Bible is clear. It says, what's the point of gaining success and losing your soul? It's not either or, it's both and. That's what I want to do. That's what I have done. And that's why I've gotten all the training, certification. You can look up all that stuff on my website, davidtrigg.com. And I'm going to rebrand my website, just like with this podcast, to be focused. This is not a strategy for me. This is life, a life necessity. This might be our last chance at doing this. We don't know how long we have. I don't mean just you and me. I mean this earth. I mean, 2050, it's supposed to be the end of the world. That's 30 years away. I'll be 80. I'm 50 right now. You might be 50 in 30 years. You might be 60. I don't know. That's not a lot of time. That's not a long time, guys. When are you going to connect with other like-minded people? Now, I know you're saying, where are they? You either have the high successful driven type A personalities with no soul, or you have the type B's, Enneagram 4, super spiritual people that are broke. I don't want either. I want both. I want both because that's how we were created to live. And this is the place for you. This is the place for you to find your home. This is the place for you to say, okay, I think I have found the next step forward. I have found a familiar voice that I respect, that I honor, that I love, and most of all, that speaks to my own hopes and dreams. That's my hope. We won't be perfect. This will be a journey, but I'm excited, and I invite you to join not just me, but each other in this new adventure. Thank you so much for listening. Like, comment, subscribe, leave me a comment below. Tell me, how are you connecting with this content? Thank you so much for being here, and I'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to The David Trigg Show. Find the complete archive at davidtrigg.com or subscribe for free through the podcast app on iTunes or Stitcher on Android.
Each week, we bring you a message of joy, success, and personal power in spite of fear, anxiety, and depression. Because as we like to say, though there's pain in the night, gozo comes in the morning.